Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour with Avatar and Big D. This is Avatar. I'm sure Big D will be here shortly. In the meantime, I would like to thank you for listening during this three-year hiatus. And, yes, it's been very fun. I'm going to go see if I can get a hold of Big D right now. A lot has changed in 3 years, let me tell you. Big D and I are in different parts of the country.
I'm living my dream.
Very hard to believe. But I'm making it day by day. I actually had to take a slight detour, which you'll learn about in just a second. I sure would love my co-host to be here. It's been 3 years since we've done this. Maybe he's nervous? I don't think he's nervous. Yeah, of course not. He can't be nervous. He's Dallas. Well, today we have some very special, how can I put this, some very special topics to talk to you about today. Oh, wait a minute. I think I'm getting a hold of Big D. I think I am. Give me just a second. Oh my gosh. Big D?
Muted.
What? Big D, are you there? Big D?
Yeah, man, what's up?
What's up? How's it going?
I don't know, but the phone just told me I got unmuted. I don't know what that meant.
Wow, dude, this is so cool. How have you been?
Man, I've been good. A crazy day today, but other than that, I've been good.
You realize it's been 3 years since we've actually done this? 3 years.
I'm telling you. It's been like 24 hours since I parked in the same parking spot, too.
For 3 years, can you believe it? So much has changed in the last 3 years. Let's take a quick detour real quick. What's happened in the last 3 years for you?
What? Last 3 years? Hold on, 3 years ago. Today's 2012. All right, that's 2009. Since then, I've broken up, dated, broken up, graduated high school.
Nice.
Done one year of college. I decided I didn't like college, so I didn't go to college again. But I'll end up going back to college for photography.
Nice.
Probably next year, maybe the year after that. I don't know.
Cool.
I'm not ready yet. I found my mom, my birth mom.
Excellent. That's great.
Yeah, that's a fun situation. I moved out of my hometown, moved up to Bentonville, Arkansas, and then
how's
to Rogers.
Right,
man, it's treating me
that's
okay,
cool.
I guess.
That's cool.
I still work at Walmart. All the girls
excellent.
Up here are taking her crazy. Most of them are crazy.
Dude, glad to hear you're doing so well.
What about yourself, man? What about yourself?
Well, in 2010, I moved to Arizona for about 2 years, which was bittersweet, because for the first, 6 months, I was dreading it. But when I came back in January 2011, it was great. I mean, 2011 was probably the best year I've ever had in my whole life.
Why was that?
I don't know. It's because I've never felt so good in my life. I was a manager at Chick-fil-A. I was in college studying film, living my dream. I was so close to Disneyland, which is a pretty funny story. I actually work for Disneyland now. I remember I was listening to some of our old podcasts earlier and some of our Meet Avatar, Meet Big D segments and just talking about where we see ourselves in 5 years. And my gosh, it's so different than what we talked about on the podcast.
Oh,
but it's great.
I remember those days.
Disney. Oh, dude, I know, right? Man. I'm glad to hear you're doing well. I really hope we get to see each other again soon.
Well, you said you lived there 2 years. Where do you live now? You live in California, right?
Yeah, actually, this Disney thing is an internship, and I'm living in an apartment with four other guys, so there's five of us in total, living in one apartment. And it's really
cool. Two-bedroom, or what's going on here?
Yeah, it's two-bedroom. One-bedroom is a two-bed, the other one is a bunk bed and a twin bed, so there's five guys in total.
You're in the twin bed one, right?
Yeah, I'm in the one two-bed. Yeah.
Okay. I hate to be on the bunk bed.
It's especially if the guy on the bottom bunk is a little off. Because I live with a very three-letter word roommate.
Three-letter word.
Starts with a G, ends with A. G-A-Y.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway. I want to give a little shout out real quick.
What's up?
DJ, he had his first job.
Dude, it's his first. What you doing?
If I remember correctly, he's working for UPS now.
Dude, are you serious? That's so cool. He didn't tell me that.
Yeah, if you looked on Facebook, he's got some new boots in for his job. He said he unloads trucks. I know
that's
UPS,
so
they're making
cool.
Bank at UPS.
Dude, I'm so happy for DJ. We haven't talked a whole lot, but that's so cool.
Yeah, we talk every now and then on Xbox, about it.
Dude, I would love to get on an Xbox again just for a day, spend with you guys, but I just don't have time right now.
Yep, don't have time, I understand.
So let me ask you something. Let's kick it old school for a second.
All right.
What's the best thing you've eaten in the last 12 months?
Best thing I've eaten? Oh, man, that's a long podcast to go. Good Lord. Okay, best thing I've eaten, I can tell you right now, is my friend John, who lives here in Rogers with me. His mom makes the best slap your mama, like slapping the whole family kind of situation, banana pudding.
Nice.
Banana pudding, like, oh my gosh. She wouldn't even tell me the recipe. What is your... That was the best thing I've eaten in, you know, whatever.
That's so cool.
But what about yourself?
It's actually a very good question. There's been some really good places in Arizona. There's been some really all right places in California. But I remember, oh my gosh, speaking of this, you remember Patrick, my old life group leader from New Life?
Oh, yeah.
Speaks of a funny memory. Remember like one Sunday he was joking around like my eating habits and he said, he's skinny now, but in 20 years he'll be fat as all get out hosting his own food show.
Please don't
network.
Tell me you're fat all of a sudden.
Oh my gosh. I still weigh only 125.
Okay. That's the size of my leg, but it's all right.
But I went to North Carolina back in August before I started Disney, and I had the best white cheese dip since Senior Tequila. Oh, my gosh.
Buddy. I remember your white cheese dip list, wasn't it? Wasn't it a cheese quesadilla with cheese dip?
With chicken, yep. Oh, my gosh.
Chicken, yep. What you got every time I went? Because you don't like Mexican that much, right?
But that
or you
was
just don't like. So weird.
Oh, man. Okay, so you'll never guess what I actually got a couple days ago. It was expensive, but I think it was a good
investment. There's a couple things, but all right, what was it?
I actually broke down and bought a DLR Nikon camera that I can use for film. Sent me back $500, but I think it was so worth it.
DLR camera. Nice.
Nikon D3100. It's actually pretty funny. I was listening to our old podcast earlier, and I'm home alone, and I'm kind of bored. So I went through our old archives and my binder stuff, and oh my gosh, the things that are in here that we could have filmed are genius.
Really?
Man, like, take this, for example. When we did the old Avatar and Big D stuff, I, like, had a series of short film plans, like how to do this or how not to do this, kind of little silly things like that. One of the ones that really stuck out to me is one where you and I go on a camping trip. And I wrote the plot synopsis down, and it says, Avatar and Big D go camping for a weekend. They can't seem to put the tin up, or roast a marshmallow, or a weenie. And Avatar uses poison ivy to wipe. And it ends with a terrifying fishing trip, in which they can't seem to catch a fish for the life of them. So after numerous attempts, I decide to use myself as live bait. Then I get caught and eaten by a shark, and then you just run away.
Wow.
It's got a lot of potential. I mean, I wrote it when I was in, like, 8th grade, 9th grade, but... Oh, my gosh.
I remember your book.
Big white binder. Yep.
I think we should do a real camping trip anyways and film it. Put it on our YouTube
channel. Dude, I know. Especially with my new camera. Oh, dude. That would be so fun.
So it is a video camera, correct?
It's a camera camera.
I'm not a video camera guy. It's a camera camera, like a snapshot?
Like what Madison has, one of her Canon DLRs, but I got an Nikon instead.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So it is a point-and-shoot camera?
It is, more or less,
Okay. So you can take video with it?
Yep. 1080p, 24 frames a second. Oh, dude, that's a dream for filmmakers.
Yeah, I understand. That's HD quality right there.
I know, right? Speaking of movies, I actually got a couple new ideas I'd like to throw out there to you.
All right, throw them at me. I might catch them. I'm all the way in Arkansas, but you never know.
Oh, man. I don't remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah.
Movie?
So one of my secret projects that I really want to make is, you know, because I'm...
Well, if it's secret, hold on. If it's secret, why are we telling them?
Because we're partners in film and media?
Well, I mean, yeah, but you're telling everybody.
Okay, it's not a secret. I'm semi-officially announcing that I have a film that I'd love to make about friendship. Because I look around, I watch movies, I critique movies, I study movies, and I haven't seen one good film that actually captures the emotional depth of what a real friendship is like. You know?
Okay, like we made a video similar to that one time, but it was
about
love.
Yeah, the love video.
And which we got dipped out of on a competition. Stupid.
Hey, did you see that I put that YouTube channel up? I got some new stuff on there that you haven't seen.
Oh, yeah? You wanna tell everybody the YouTube channel?
YouTube.com/ACO Film Productions. I only got 4 videos up right now. I haven't had a whole lot of time to get the rest up, but they're worth a shot. They're totally worth it.
Are you going to be able to put that in the description at all or so they can see it?
Yeah, absolutely. It'd be my pleasure.
Yeah, just put the link in the description, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So speaking of movies, what are some upcoming movies you really want to see? Or movies that have recently come out.
All right, the movie that I want to see right now, which I'm probably going to go see like this week or something, Taken 2.
Yeah.
I want to see Taken 2. That looks like a great movie. I know it's going to be almost like the first movie, but, you know, it has Liam Neeson in it. Is it Neeson or no?
Yeah.
Neeson?
Liam Neeson. Oh, he's balling.
All right. Can't wait to see that one. Other movies coming out. You know, I don't have cable in my apartment, so I don't really watch a lot of previews for stuff. What else is coming out? What movies are, you know, I mean, give me some movie lists. See what, you know, tell me what's coming out. Oh, Iron Man 3 is coming out next year.
Yep, so it's 4-2
about this time next year. Stoked about that movie coming out.
I know, but our movie tastes are really different. Like, for example, there's a couple I'm a drama guy. I'll be honest. I love
dramas.
I think they tell the best stories. One of the couple of movies I'm looking forward to are Lincoln, Steven Spielberg's new film, Hitchcock, which is about Alfred Hitchcock's making
Psycho.
Oh,
I'm ready for that. Oh, I saw the preview for that today.
Oh, my gosh. I love Anthony Hopkins' performance already. I want to see Les Miserables.
I like Scarlett Johansson. That's why I'm going to see it, but whatever.
You got it. So there's a Wreck-It Ralph and Frankie Weenie, obviously the two Disney movies I really want to see. I kind of want to see Trouble with the Curve just because Clint Eastwood, hey, hello.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But that's all I got so far.
What's the movie? I can never think of the movie. What's the movie coming out that has all the video game characters in it? Like Bowser. I can't wait to see that one.
I know, right?
That movie's going to be awesome. I saw Bowser and I was like, oh, I'm down.
So I noticed that movie's coming out in November, and I think just for the sake of something to talk about, let's talk election 2012.
Woo!
Don't sound too excited.
Wait, hold on. What did you say? Something 2012. I think you... What?
I said since Wreck-It Ralph is coming out in November, we should go ahead, just for the sake of a topic, talk about the election.
That's funny. I personally don't vote.
I don't care.
Yeah, exactly. But I did hear. I did watch a little bit of the election on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to vote, I would vote Obama for one reason. One reason only. Don't hate me. No one hate me. No one say anything bad about me. But Mitt Romney said he was going to get rid of Big Bird. He's getting rid of Big
Bird.
He's
not going to get rid of Big Bird. He's just getting rid of the funding from China to do it. I mean, Sesame Street is still very privately funded.
I know.
But they've been around for 40 years. It's about time for them to go.
Big Bird. That's all I'm going to say. Big Bird and Cookie Monster.
I I think we should end this conversation before we get into an argument. So I think it is time for you to do a quick 2 to 3 minute segment on whatever you want to talk about. I'm calling this Big D segment. Go.
Big D segment, video games right now.
That's like, actually pretty funny because I got that as like one of the last topics on our list.
Oh, well, shoot. I'm going to change the subject then.
Or food or partying or stuff.
Oh, gosh. Lord. I wasn't ready for this. Oh, gosh. This is hard work. I'm going to do YouTube. I'm going to do YouTube, people. What I watch on YouTube daily as a person. I watch every single day when I wake up. I watch, and I don't know if you ever heard of him. I would suggest it to all. Funny guy. He has 3 different channels. His name is Toby Turner. He has a video channel called Tobuscus. And he also has a channel called Toby Turner, and he has a channel called Toby Games. His Toby Turner videos are his vlogs daily. His Tobuscus are like highlights, big videos, you know. And his Toby Games is self-explanatory. His video games that he plays, and he records them, and he does 10-minute segments of different games that he plays. I watch him daily. Like, I can't go to sleep without watching his videos of that day. only for Minecraft on Toby Games. And I just watch his vlogs every day.
Nice.
I also like to watch a lot of Buster Boosting, or Boosting Buster, whatever. Large Farva and Craig AA 1082, I believe. I don't know, something like that. They're for good griefing, Booster Busting. They're pretty funny. I like his Daisy videos.
Nice.
Then I watch World Star Hip Hop, which I watched a video today where I almost peed my pants. Like, I cried. Like, I fell out of my chair in the break room laughing so hard. Like, I would recommend trying to look for it. It's a bus driver knocking a black lady out. Like she pushes him in the video. And he's like, oh, you're going to jail now, stands up and uppercuts her in the face. And you see her fall backwards in like a jumping, falling back motion. Good Lord. Like, holy crap. I was crying in the break room. But if you're under 18, there's a lot of cussing, a lot of N-words, you know, something like that. But, yeah.
So was it a staged video or was it totally on the spot?
No, it was totally on the spot. It's on an app called World Star Hip Hop. It's where there's music videos posted by users, mostly of the darker complexion. I watched this video on my break, and then I went to lunch 2 hours later, and there's other videos from the same bus, from other phones that were posted on the same website. So you could see in the first video I watched, you could see it. In the second video, you saw the person fighting with the bus driver, and you saw the person that I watched before. And then on the third one, it was kind of a different angle, but it was the same thing. It was so funny. Like, I watched all of them. I watched, even though it was the same thing, I cried almost every time.
That's great.
But it was hilarious. Was it a burp?
Yeah, it was a burp.
Oh, censor.
Sorry, I just had a box of mac and cheese and a little bit of water starting to gas up.
I feel you.
Cool.
All right. What's next, Senior Avatar?
Senior
Blue Wolf.
Blue Tiger, Blue Wolf. I forgot.
You're Blue Tiger. I'm Blue Wolf. That's right.
Yeah.
I'm Blue Wolf. You're Blue Tiger.
Well, my segment. It's my turn for my segment, and obviously, it's gonna be about Disney. Surprise.
All right. I'm gonna go use the bathroom.
I'm sure there's a tree around there. You can use somewhere.
Turn my truck off. Turn back off? Yeah. All right. It turns back off. I'm good.
That's cool. I think one of the things I like to talk about is how I actually really love and appreciate how Disney is finally bringing Oswald back into the picture. For those of you that don't know, Oswald was Walt Disney's first creation, quote-unquote. And in 1927, he was created on contract with Universal. Well, in 1928, Universal saw just how popular Oswald was getting, and they yanked the contract from Disney. And so No more Oswald for Disney. It was all Universal's property now. So it was on a long train ride back from New York City to home that Walt Disney got the idea for Mickey Mouse.
And don't you love how things happen? Don't you love how things happen by accident? Like,
happy accident.
On purpose.
I bet you can't tell me what Mickey Mouse's original name was.
Mickey Rat.
Nope, Mortimer Mouse. His wife, there's a myth has, urban legend has it that Walt's wife, Lily, had him change it to Mickey because Mortimer sounded too serious and Mickey sounded a lot more fun, which is true in my opinion. But with the opening of Buena Vista Street and the release of Epic Mickey a couple years ago, Oswald has made a much more prominent appearance in Disney, you know? Like, right now I'm holding a little miniature plush doll. I have a big plush doll in storage. There's a place called Oswald's Gas Station at Buena Vista Street in California Adventure at Disneyland Resort in Anaheim, California. Come see me. The Oswald Gas Station sells all Oswald merchandise, shirts, dolls. So cool. This is a great piece of Disney heritage for any Disney fan out there to have. And I think the Epic Mickey is a great segment into upcoming video games. And if you don't know, Epic Mickey 2 is coming out November 18th. It's going to be a musical. Oswald's going to speak for the first time. It's going to be ballin'. Of course, there's a lot coming out in November, isn't there, Big D?
Oh, wait. Yes.
At least two big video games coming out. Three, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yes, sir. I've already
Halo
got all three.
Halo 4, Black Ops 2, and Assassin's Creed 3.
That's actually October 30th. Thank you very much.
It's close enough.
No, it's not November, though. I'm ready for all three of them. Get them all three pre-ordered, senor.
If I decided not to have a life, I'd actually get one.
Ooh!
See, I think it's really dumb how they're releasing Halo and Black Ops and Call of Duty in the same month.
Oh, that hurt a little bit.
I'm sorry.
That stuck on the inside. But no, I don't think so, because a lot of people that play Halo don't play Call of Duty.
But what about those of us that like to play both? We can't dedicate... some of us don't want to dedicate 100% of our time to both video games, 50-50.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know.
I'm probably going to go back to... I'm trying to enroll in a community college here to get my AA degree in film out of the way. So that means I have no free time.
Yeah, but we'll still be able to do radio show, right? Podcast,
of course.
Right?
I mean, once I move back home, I'll have a lot more free time to do Xbox and stuff like that. It's just... right now, probably till the end of the year, probably not a whole lot.
I feel you, but I'm ready for Black Ops 2 because of the fact there's going to be a tournament in my store. And I'm a wolf on everybody who shows up. I'll be like, buy them, you're dead.
You know the one thing that actually stops me from going back to video games? Are just like Apple products. They have one new one every year, and by the time the new one rolls around, nobody plays the old one. You got to start all the way back over, spend the same $60, start all the way at the bottom, get all blah, blah, it's just a vicious cycle.
I thought you were going to say because you're bad at them, but you know, whatever.
Well, I am bad at them, but hey, that's not the point. I enjoy playing with the people. That's all. Like, that's why I play.
You still have Grand Theft Auto 4?
So, yeah, I did a long time ago, remember? It was like at the beginning of summer.
You sold it?
No. I downloaded it from Xbox.com right onto the Xbox. It was a digital download, so I can't sell it even if I wanted to.
Nice.
I love playing GTA 4 on my own, especially
motorcycles. I'm about to play that tonight.
You know, actually, next Saturday, what are you doing? Actually, I'm off the next Sunday, so I might stay up and play.
Let me tell everybody what I'm doing Wednesday, on Tuesday, I'll be leaving Rogers to head to Little Rock, because on Wednesday, I'm leaving out of town with my friend Steven and my dad. We're going to a Civil War reenactment in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Man, your dad loves those things. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dude, I do, too. Whoa, don't trip. I do, too. I love Civil War reenactments. We're fighting for the South.
You know, I didn't. You know, that's pretty funny. I've gotten a lot of inquiries about where I'm from, because at Disney you have to wear where you're from on your name tag, so I chose Phoenix, because at the time it's where I was living. So people are just astonished that I'm from Arkansas. They're like, why don't you have the accent? I'm like, I've been blessed. I don't want to sound like I have an IQ of 40. I'm sorry, that's...
Well, I take offense to that. Thank you very much.
Come on, we're buds of 8 years. You know, I think you're straight.
All right. Well, I know I'm straight, but that's not the situation at hand that we're talking about.
Well, Big D, I hate to say it, but we're coming down to the last couple of minutes. I'm going to have to cut some of this short.
Dadgummit.
I know. So one of the new segments I'd love to include is called On the Bright Side. Basically, that means where we just take a look at something silly or something stupid. Like, it would be like the last comment, so I'd be like, on the bright side, don't eat yellow snow. You know, something like that.
Why not? It tastes good. Bear Grylls does it. I can do it too. Hey, I also think that people watching or friends or whatever, they can give us some ideas for next week's segment.
There actually is one more segment that I was really hoping to get to. It's called The Advice Doctor. I had this planned for one of my own solo podcasts. It's basically where either viewers call in or you and I, like, bring a problem that we're having, and then the other person or you and I, if it's a caller, call in, and we, like, give advice on, like, how to fix it, how to cope, or things like that. You feel me there?
Like, give advice in a way?
Yeah, so I'll start it off. For example, I'm having problems with my roommates because I love to go to bed before 10 o'clock, and they love to dip and party with their subwoofer and their amps and their loud music. Like 2 or 3 in the morning.
I could see where two people's point of views that are completely opposite would give great advice.
I don't know what
to
do. What would the advice doctor have for my situation?
Have you tried talking to your roommates about it?
No, because we really don't cross paths that much. I mean, honestly, we really don't.
I mean, okay, the thing is, you're all roommates though, right? You all help pay bills, or whatever y'all do. I don't know what y'all do in y'all situation. But you all help with that kind of stuff, all situations. Why can't you, I mean, they're your roommates. You need to be able to talk to them. You need to be able to say, hey, other people live here too, guys. I kind of want some peace and quiet. You know, if you could turn it down, you know, or think of a reasonable time to go to sleep. You know, you need to just put your foot down because you live there too. It's your household. So,
see, it's not just that. It's that, like I said, they like to party. And when I say like to party, that means there's always at least 10 other people in this room at the same exact time. And they all talk loud, laugh loud, to the point where I just want to go grab my dad's shotgun and just finish him.
I feel you, but let's not say that out loud because that can be terroristic threatening. And if they happen to listen, they could, you know, yeah. Well, you know what I'm saying. Anywho, another option, earplugs.
Yeah, I would do that, option. But the problem is I'd probably sleep through my alarm if I did that.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, forgot about that. Next option, drink
you know,
it up.
Normally
you
know, I just listen to music.
ignore that last comment, anyway.
Unfortunately, Big D, we're actually running out of time. We're probably going to have to wrap things up for the night.
I
did my on the bright side. You do your on the bright side, and then I'll have you finish it off because I started solo. So you can finish solo after you finish your comment. Bye, everybody. It's been really great talking to you guys. Big D and I will be back really soon. Take it away, Big D. All
right, man. On the bright side, shoot, I learned how to play golf, and my truck started again today. So, everybody, don't leave your lights on when it's raining. But, everybody, have a good night. This is from Arkansas right here. This is Big D saying good night. And Kohler.
I'm going to.